Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I saw something on the YouTube chat, and then I looked it up, and the person was right. I find it very interesting.
You had to fact check the chat.
Yeah, I definitely did.
I'm mad at you.
I should give credit to who brought it up, but it's now so far up the chat I can't find it. But you see what the Seahawks are doing, and they'll be doing it. They'll be doing it this Sunday.
I did not.
This is a great idea, by the way. A great idea.
We'll decide.
And I got to tell you, if there's one thing that I can't stand about the NFL, it's the fans fighting.
Oh, it's out of control.
These fans who fight at a football game are so low level. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
But Stani, they're really fighting too. That's what I
know.
I don't like it.
I know. They're a bunch of idiots. You hear what the Seahawks are doing?
I'm trying to think.
And let me tell you something. Every team in the league should do what they're doing. They are going to have undercover cops at the game wearing Niner jerseys. Yeah.
But see,
now I feel that's a great idea.
But now it's not from the jit. I get it. It's better than nothing. But E, now you're setting people, you're baiting people.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
know.
You're
trying
like
to incite
that.
People.
Yes, exactly. I don't like
it
that.
It is not inciting people to wear a jersey of the other team. It's inciting people to talk smack, to get personal, and to get physical.
Smack is not fighting, though. Like, if you walk past someone
escalates.
Wearing a Kittle jersey and you say something to them, that's not being, like, that's fair game.
And I hate to do this
right,
to you guys.
But a drunk Seahawks fan may want to take it further.
Most of the fight videos, honestly, you see on social media are between fans of the same team.
It's getting to that point, men and women. Stati, I don't like it.
You want more fights?
No,
more
I don't.
More fights.
No, it's not, but don't you understand? It's only going to work if somebody falls for the pain. Like, then you're like, yeah, we got Stani to come out of his comfort zone and act a fool, and you're going to jail, and you're probably going to lose your job. Yeah, we did that.
If I'm an undercover cop in Seattle,
just have cops
and I'm
out
wearing
there.
A 49er jersey, I'm sure they're not going to be walking around the stadium saying Seattle stinks.
All right, what about
they're
this?
They're going to just be walking around the stadium.
But just have cops there so people will know not to act up. How about that? In full gear.
No, the point is that they're going to, like, if they're fans, it's just punch opposing fans if they're wearing a jersey. Those are the guys we want to
so
get.
So that's who you're looking for? Vastani, you know what I mean, man. Because there's some vicious ones at these games.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I don't want somebody provoked.
Nobody's provoking. Like, that, oh my gosh, it's infuriating. It's not provoking to wear another team's jersey. It's provoking to provoke with words and deeds. Do we really want to live in a place where you can't wear a Niners jersey to Seattle?
No, that I got.
What are we doing?
But now you sound like me the other day when you're like, guru skin, whatever I was saying.
I don't know what you're talking about, but clearly you're out of ammunition.
You told the two women we met at the cafeteria, the older women, the Giant fans that travel with the team, that remember I said I don't like riding on BART. I'm tired of people right now. I don't know what it is. And you go, I'm not like Guru. He's so worried about Remember you went on that rant or you forgot it?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, today's the day. Today is the day. The 2025-95-7, the game Red and Gold Summit. It's happening today and it starts at 2 o'clock with Willard and Dibs.
Let's go.
And then all the hosts join at 4 o'clock. Summit from 4 to 6. Come on out and hang with us. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Let's get down there. Let's have some fun. Let's talk some football. Should be a great time tonight down in Santa Clara. And the Westfield Valley Fair, it is your game day destination. You can catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Guru and Evan, are you serious? That you don't think that's a good idea?
I don't like it, but I get what you're saying about, well, you're trying to sniff that person out that would pick a fight with the person predicated on just them in the other jersey.
That's right.
But don't usually fights escalate because there's two sides? So if there's an undercover cop,
right,
and he's wearing a Kaepernick jersey, and a Seahawks fan who's had one too many walks up to him and just kind of bumps him.
Right.
Should he be thrown in the tank for
that? No. Oh, absolutely not. No.
I don't think people just walk up and swing on people.
I think they walk up.
No, they have words, Donnie. Yeah. Evan's on to something.
Have you ever worn a jersey in an opposing building before?
I wore Cowboys to the Niners.
Probably a while ago.
I'm from the Yay.
I'm assuming, and maybe I'm wrong, but like, has anybody just walked up and taken a swing at you?
I.e. the Shasky Bonte trip to Philly, that thing was out of control. Kids, dudes were coming spitting in the air, Evan. That's one of those places I would not wear a Niner jersey at the Vet, or wherever they play the league. Like, that thing was real to me. I don't know if you would. I know you got your little guns on you, but that thing was, boy, that's going to be 3 hours of hell.
No, I wouldn't wear a Chargers jersey to the Coliseum. Like, no, when I was a kid, because I didn't want to evoke a Raiders fan to do something dumb.
I got to tell you. I don't know.
It's just the undercover part, man.
I got to tell you. I was, I was here when the Raiders came back. You can give me the drop from L.A., and I went to a ton of Raider tailgates. I got to tell you, I think they get a bad rap.
Well, I've seen some stuff. How about that?
I think they get a bad rap because I saw some, what I saw mostly at Raider games and tailgates was just good-natured banter. Mm. That I love. I love good-natured banter.
Now, were you at the Raiders tailgates with Raiders fans?
Yes.
Well, then you're cool. You're in friendly territory.
No. I mean, I saw people walk by with other teams' jerseys, and I didn't categorize it as a dangerous situation. You know what I mean?
But if you're in the minority of an opposing fan base, like, you don't really get to make the ground rules. Mm. All it takes is one idiot.
That's right. You're right. I'm just saying, I saw a lot of positivity at the Raiders tailgates when I was going.
And I would like to live in a world where you don't have to go undercover, be the police that you are, and then just the silhouette of your uniform, badge and gun, drunk person, not drunk person knows I gotta act right. How about that, Stoney? How about just be in your regular gear? And then if something were to pop off, hey, Sergeant Steinmetz, this guy over here is really, you know what I mean? Like, be in your regular gear. You ain't got to do it to that degree.
What do you mean?
If you're just in your cop uniform, that's going to, people will know not to act a fool.
How's that worked?
I don't think they've
been. You don't think they have security at games?
Not where I've been watching, Stoney. Not the videos I'm watching. I'm like, where the hell is there? You see it on the board. In case of emergency, call 411. Man, please.
Right, because they're not there.
Now they can be there undercover, but in your uniform.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yes, my wife and I have been at games where we have not said a single word. And you just keep getting harassed and harassed and harassed.
Terrible,
my wife had a beer poured on her for wearing a Saints jersey, and she never said a word. This will prevent that. Great idea.
Ah, yeah.
Jimmy Mole. I like it.
Nah, man.
I guess
he probably would, too, at that juncture. But, man, what do? Wife gets a beer poured on her, and then it's you against the world. You got to stand up for her.
Well, clearly Mole didn't.
I'm not Jim.
Love you, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steven in San Francisco. Hey, Steven, how you doing?
Love your show. Doing amazing. Thanks. Thanks. Super happy football season's here.
Yeah.
I did go to the Raiders game wearing my Rams jersey Monday night opener a couple years ago. I had all the fear factor, as you normally hear all the stories from Raiders fans. I agree with Steiny here. Nothing new. But I grew a Steiny. A lot of playful banter. When you get to your seats, a little different. I will note that I only drank water that day so I can stay safe. And at the end of the game, as the Rams took over and won that game, I got a lot of chants. Truck you, Steve. Truck you, Steve. A friend of mine was, you know, a Raider fan, and he's like, hey. This is Steve. He's a good guy. But I got out of there alive. I was surprised. I appreciate you guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Steve. And appreciate the call.
You don't appreciate me, Steve. You wouldn't have did that little jab.
Oh, about?
I agree. Not too doubt. But, yeah, man, that Jim Mole, that's a nightmare, right? And, look, things happen everywhere. Stoney, I've been around. I've been in the Raider game. I'll never forget this. Statues of limitations here. A Bronco fan was in an old school Craig Morton jersey. All he had left, he was talking though, so he deserved it. But Evan, all he had left was the V around of the jersey and the seven hanging. They just put it on him like something you've seen in the American Me. Like he, man, I was just sitting, ooh, my man. But he had a too many to drink and he was talking that talk. They put it on him.
I like the idea.
I think it's just the idea of having an undercover cop wearing a jersey, trying to draw attention to himself.
Just be the police that you are, and that'll be enough.
No, it won't.
Or you could just wear regular clothes.
Stoney, these guys and gals aren't fighting in these videos where policemen are there. Nobody's there. That's part of
it. That's right.
But why have to go to what Evan said to the extra mile? Let's trick them.
Because they want to create a safer environment at the stadium for the majority of fans who don't want to fight.
Okay, so you can't do that in uniform? Give us more police presence and these fools will quit acting out.
I mean,
I don't like going undercover.
I think that's the idea that a guy wearing a 49er jersey because they're a fan of the 49ers in Seattle, and that's equated with the word baiting. You're baiting.
If the guy's not truly a fan and he's a cop, that's the wrong way to get the bad people.
If you're an undercover cop and you're wearing an opposing jersey and you are minding your own business and some yahoo comes up to start crap with you, they should be the ones getting in trouble. They should be if they're initiating it.
I get, hey, Steiny, listen. But again, I'm old traditional. What's wrong with just being in your uniform, having more of a police presence, and not having to go that extra mile to see if you're going to bait somebody to be a yokel-dokel and try to pick a fight?
Because what's been happening now is there's been too many fights.
Yeah, with not enough police presence or security.
Okay.
So how about just up the security in uniform?
Yeah,
not the other team's uniform.
You know, the other thing is, I also think this is a great point from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's like, you get the word out about this. If you get the word out.
You think so?
Then nobody's going to mess with anybody in a 49ers jersey unless the 49ers jersey wearing person is the jerk.
Yeah. And I'm not defending the yokel-dokels, people. I want the police to be the police.
And you know what? Maybe what undercover cops wearing the visiting jersey will do
or eliminate
is more normalize people with opposing jerseys coming into your stadium, because that's what happens. That's what happens.
But Steiny, 50, 60,000 is a lot of people. And it's going to work. But, you know, to get that thing all the way, you know, it's almost utterly like just you can't control that many people like that. And I'm not saying every one of the 60, 55,000 or whoever's at the stadium, people are going to drink and be hooligans.
Right. And if they fight, they're arrested. Period.
Right.
Yeah.
But you think they'll catch more by being undercover. See, I don't.
I don't know if they'll catch more, but I love the idea that if theoretically every fan that walks into Seattle Stadium on Sunday, they've gotten word that there's some 49er undercover officers going to be wearing 49ers jerseys, I got to believe that would be a deterrent going into that stadium. Knowing that you don't really know who the guy
is. 10 cold ones?
Because now you're just belligerent.
Because usually those are the people who are swinging anyways.
Yeah, and those are the ones you want to catch, right? And fight.
No, but I'm saying being undercover wearing a jersey is not going to be in the forefront of somebody's mind who just seeing red, literally.
Yeah. Chris A. saying this isn't the first time it's happened.
Yeah, and I got yet one yokel-dokel on the 510. Guru, you're an idiot. Maybe cops should wear the uniform while making drug buys, too. Dude, this is not even the same. Come on now, stop.
Let's go to Patrick. Patrick's in South San Francisco. What's up, Patrick? How you doing? Patrick, going once.
Yeah, so you're going to make my day every day.
Oh, thanks, thank you, man.
I was going to say, I think it's necessary for you to wear team colors. I've gone to Seattle, Arizona, Green Bay, Chicago. I wore my Niner stuff. You know, some of the opposing fans, they maybe talk crap, but I think it's a thing that you have to represent. And, you know, if they talk crap, you talk crap back. And I know there's some fans are worse than others. And I kind of see more of the younger fans are always trying to prove themselves. But other than that, I think most of the opposing fans are pretty good. In Chicago, I got approached by four guys, and they saw my Niner chain, and they're like, is this necessary? And I got one of those big chains, not the small chains.
Yeah.
One of those double XL, almost big as my head. He grabbed my chain. I'm like, oh, shit. He's about to.
All right.
I felt like I was watching a movie. Man, hope he made it out. He was safe. That didn't seem like he was headed in the right place. So he's talking about those big. I tried to get one at the Niner game. The big ones, Flavor Flav clock that says like Cowboys or Niners.
I know what you're talking about.
$25, please.
You know, those aren't real gold.
I don't like
that. FYI.
you're so dumb. I hate this idea. Just be who you are. And have more presence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The stuff that bothers you sometimes.
No, we're on the same page, all three of us. We just, two of us are real, and there's you.
Why don't, like, you say, why don't you tell everybody the truth that you love those fights at games? That's okay.
You probably
like car accidents and auto racing.
No, stop, Stoney, stop. I'm not that type dude, man. And when you got kids and family and friends, think of karma. I don't like seeing that stuff. But I'm going to tell you this, it's at an all-time high. And then I'm going to say this. They're not doing it for the camera either. Stoney, Summer, I'm watching families fight. Men, women, children. Going at it.
I know. I like it. I like it. I want these.
You like the idea. You don't like
I do
the
like
fight.
The idea. Yeah. And I do, that's the one problem with football. It invites a lot of meathead. You know what I mean? There's some meatheads out there.
Oh, my God. Thank I know you. Some.
Who? Relaford? 49er Frankie?
Those are all my groomsmen.
Hey, is 49er Frankie doing the Giants stuff still?
Yeah, he put it up.
Well, is he happier?
You have to ask Monte.
49er? No, I'm asking 49er Frankie. I thought he was doing those videos.
Yeah, he's still doing them.
So they're winning. Like, are they? How are they?
They're great.
Can you show me one at the break?
Yeah, I can.
So he's still doing them every day?
Or Bonte could show you. Bonte kind of took them from me.
I don't know.
That's where we're at.
No, I think you misunderstood something there.
I totally got you. Okay. But
let's go to Paul.
Have you ever lost a friend to a friend? And that's what's happened.
I lose friends to Dana all the time.
And Bonte on TV at the 49 Frank.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Really? Yeah, it kind of phased me out.
Are you serious?
A little bit.
You know what? I'm going to help you out.
Yeah. That's our ongoing joke now. Frankie calls me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I had to call Bonte to get you to call me. But no, those are my guys. He's still doing them? Dude, this thing's incredible. I know it's football season. If the Giants get in, it's a lot of people that can't get in the door, man. It's locked. I said it.
Would you make sure to remind your favorite hosts, Stan Dibley and Mark Willard.
They had a funeral.
They had a funeral.
What's that mean, Evan? You got to dig the body back up.
Well, usually with Easter, you get 7 days. You get 7 days to resurrect a corpse. So I think it's been past 7 days. So they're done.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You get 7 days.
Yeah, you know what?
Seven whole days.
Yeah.
That's Tony Braxton.
So you get 7 days.
Oh, man.
There's a joke there about something shrouded in mystery. Because yeah. Jesus and he was the shroud of Jesus. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Let's make some, we can make some
people pretty. Feeling sorry for me.
For who?
Lost a friend. Yeah, it's all good. Oh, boy.
Here's the other thing. Just by putting it out there, maybe they don't even have to do it.
That's a great point. Maybe now just... you're like, hey, I want to hit you, but are you undercover? And then you know Evan said it 10 deep. If you're, then you're just at that point, logic is gone out. You're
well,
just
I wonder,
fighting.
Like, if you walk into the stadium sober and you get 10 beers in, do you forget that some people in the 49er jerseys are not really
or you
fans.
Might not care at that point.
I forget how to get home when I have 10. I mean, good Lord.
All right.
You guys.
And someone here saying, Guru, this has to do with policing. Just FYI, Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys.
My boy
line.
June's a sheriff.
Guru says, hey, Guru, just FYI, cops, they do go undercover sometimes.
Not for football fights is what I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes, now for even, football
that's
fights.
What I'm saying.
All right,
I know
see,
you got to go undercover now.
All right, I see some callers want to chime in on the other side. They can do that. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got Chad Brown, former Seattle Seahawk, NFL All-Pro. He played 15 seasons. He was a linebacker for the Seahawks for 8 of them, and he's currently a football analyst with Compass Media, and we are going to get you ready for the Seahawks 49ers game on Sunday. To the callers, I'll get you in before Chad, 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K.
You got a little cop to you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.